This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about the role of social media when it comes to building prominence, building branding, because it has played a very important role in doing these things for a long time. But we are now seeing also some backlash to that. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who have previously had really large social media followings, have now officially quit social media. We want to know what that means. Is there going to be some sort of new way to instead get the word out about yourself and the work you do? And also, for that matter, whether you think that your relationship with social media has changed. Have you quit it as well? And why did you do so? Let us know. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So we're crossing over now to Gabby Goh, Asia editor of WARC. Gabby, it's great to have you on the show this evening.
Great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Actually, before we get to our first question, something just occurred to me. How would you describe your relationship with social media? Have you ever thought about quitting?
No, because in my line of work, it's a necessary evil of sorts. I do need to be plugged in, as it were, to what's happening and what people are talking about. So it's really difficult to say outright that I will quit social media 100%. Even if I did, say, deactivate my Facebook account, I don't think I can run away from not having something on LinkedIn.
So on that note then, what would you say is the role of social media today, particularly when it comes to public figures and their branding?
So social media as a channel has been and will, I believe, continue to be quite a valuable channel for public figures in terms of, one, having that direct access to their fan base or followers in terms of giving updates and getting that instant feedback. And also just to get a sense of, in effect, how large their fan base is in terms of, you know, millions or thousands of followers. So it remains quite a valuable channel, and it remains relatively low entry and cost effective. We'd be talking about the price of maintaining these kinds of channels from an access perspective.
And so when you have people who are famous in their own right, who are prominent and known in their own, on their own terms, really, how do you think quitting social media will affect Prince Harry and Meghan Markle?
Well, in their case, I don't think it'll be much of an impact, mainly because you also have to look at the nature of their celebrity or fame and their business, right? So by cutting out or quitting social media, their personal accounts, it doesn't mean that they've closed off entirely all channels to the public. They still have their press teams. They will still have press releases issued out about updates on any projects or messages they'd like to get out there. And there will still be a lot of interest from the public for this news. So it'll be naturally picked up by media publications and radio stations. So in that sense, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle quitting social media will not have that adverse an impact on their businesses and their personal brand, because people are still interested to know what they're up to.
But what about the social media companies themselves? You know, when prominent public figures leave these platforms, how does that impact, well, the very companies that stand to benefit from them?
So we do have sort of two groups at play here. Naturally, if public figures start leaving, say, a particular social platform and does hit critical mass, it will have quite a significant impact on, say, traffic and usage numbers, because for a lot of people, they do want to follow these official public accounts to keep up to date with their favorite personality or celebrity. But then you have the other group of your sort of social media influences that are quite active on these platforms. And then you have the nature of what people use these platforms for. For example, a platform like Twitter, having too many public figures leaving would definitely have a bigger impact than, say, a lot of figures leaving a platform like Facebook, because the way people use these platforms are slightly different. Twitter is seen more of like a public space, more broadcast style. Facebook still, for a lot of people, is where, you know, they see updates from their friends and family, baby photos, wedding photos, food photos and stuff like that. And they will perhaps on the side follow a few of the celebrities that they're personally interested in. So you have to look also at the nature of celebrity and which platform in particular you're talking about.
Right. And perhaps, you know, you were drawing the line between these sorts of different types of personalities that use social media for their own gain. And where do you think is the line between person and brand, especially when personalities and influencers do profit off of the accounts or the personas that they create?
I don't think that you can reasonably draw a line. I think for the personalities themselves, they like to think that they have some private space that they could have just to be themselves and just share updates with close friends and families. But the very fact and reality is that when you are in this line, whether you're a social influencer or a public figure that does have their own personal public brand or a business that is centered on that, you cannot reasonably draw a line because you and your brand are synonymous in the public eye. A distinction isn't made by the audience or online netizens and users between who you are as a private person and who you are as a brand or a business, because the pitch for a lot of these guys is they are selling their life as an aspirational kind of thing. I am celebrity A. I have a business line of cosmetics and skincare. You know, buy my stuff if you want to, you know, somehow get closer to the life I lead, if you like what I'm doing. So it's unreasonable to expect that kind of line between person and brand. And if you are a celebrity doing this kind of stuff, you have to always be mindful that the stuff you're posting will have a direct and almost immediate impact on your businesses.
Now, perhaps because of that very gray line that you just talked about, people like Meghan and Harry have received a lot of personal targeted abuse. You know, they've spoken extensively about the kind of abuse that they faced on tabloid news and on social media. Do you think that social media companies have done enough to address the issue of cyberbullying?
No, not at all. I mean, there have been some efforts, some features that they've released to try and help stem the tide. But this is actually a very complicated issue to tackle, and it has a lot to do with a solution that goes beyond just the technology platform itself. The issue faced by social media companies is, frankly, just the sheer volume of hate that can be magnified or directed. And it's built on the very principles for positive stuff that people use it for as well. And it's in the case of higher profile incidents like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, yes, they are, for a lot of people, it's a case of like the couple you love to hate on, right? But the very fact is, even from high profile celebrities like that, all the way down to just your average regular Joe and user, the protections and protocols in place to help and cyberbullying are really not enough, and it will be something an effort that will take both technology and people to try and address, and that's something that's a long-term game at play. This will take years to get to a point where it is acceptable, if at all.
So to come back to this idea of branding, are there modern examples of public figures and businesses that have successfully branded themselves outside of the social media space?
This is an interesting one, if only because the time I had prior to this interview did not allow me to do actual proper research on this. But I would say that there's definitely a lot of brands and public figures who have built their reputation and image successfully pre-social media, before, I would say, you know, entities that are older than perhaps, say, 10 years or so. But more and more, it's coming to the case where it is very difficult actually to find a public figure or a business that does not have a social media presence. What we're seeing now that is more common is that it's not a case of having no social media presence. It's a case of being selective about the platform that you have an active account on that is one more suitable for your brand and to one that you feel supports the kind of thing that you want to do better. So I think the more recent, an old example I can dig up is in case of an actress called Christina Hendricks. She's best known, of course, for her role in the series Mad Men. So she doesn't have an official Twitter account, but she does have an official Instagram account. So it's a case of not so much all or nothing. It's just that more public figures and businesses are being more selective about which platforms they want to invest time and resources into building up.
Now, you did also speak about how for people like Meghan and Harry, their very prominence and newsworthiness means that they don't necessarily have to rely on social media anymore. What about people who don't have that luxury? You know, people who are in the process of building this reputation for themselves. Are there alternatives to social media in today's world?
There are. Now, it will, for the most part, take a longer time in that case to build up. So the reason why social media is so popular in the first place as a means or channel of building up their brand or as a means to be like an e-commerce storefront is because there's such large reach and it's a relatively low barrier entry versus, say, getting a TV ad or a radio slot out there. What a lot of new brands are looking at, it's almost like going back to old school stuff, which is, do you have your own company website? So it's not a case of you have your own, the company or brand has their own social media account, although right these days it's almost a standard protocol to have one. But if you are going on a path of brand building without social media, it's almost a return to old school channels. So it's about, do you have your own website? Then you leverage, then there's still a social media aspect in play because then you're relying on word of mouth from your loyal customers to spread the word on their social channels on your behalf to get that kind of traffic in, or traditional PR initiatives like getting news coverage about your brand or service. Then you're also looking at the space of, you could argue whether or not it counts under social media, but the whole world of chat apps as well is coming hugely into play. You have WhatsApp coming up with WhatsApp business portfolio of apps and services. So if you don't do social media, you still have to do some kind of chat app so that customers can reach you and communicate with you. In today's day and today's kind of communications landscape, it's not impossible. It's just going to take longer, and you have to be very committed to this kind of stance.
And in closing, Gabby, there have been a lot of think pieces surrounding the limitations of social media in handling the complexities that we've been seeing in recent years. And I think the pandemic kind of really even drove that further. Do you think it's changed the relationship that users have with social media, and will companies have to evolve to stay relevant long term?
I think the pandemic has definitely changed the relationship users have with social media in the sense that they are, for better or worse, spending more time on these platforms as a way to stay connected with friends and family. There's only so many Zoom calls that you can do in the space of a week before you get tired of it. But it's a lower kind of engagement level touch point to just like scroll through your feed and see what people are up to. And users are, because of this, mindful of the changing role that social media has in their lives. They're also more aware of issues around user privacy and data. So it's, when you say social media, I would say that the shift is moving towards not those open type platforms like Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. We're looking at a shift more towards more curated closed spaces. So obviously the big one is due to the recent terms update for WhatsApp and Facebook, where users don't really have a choice about WhatsApp sharing their info with Facebook. I don't know about you, but I recently got a huge spike in the number of people asking me, hey, do you use Signal or Telegram? I'm shifting away. Mm-hmm. So users now are in the process of renegotiating the relationships they have with their communication platforms and apps. And because of this change, companies will definitely have to stay on top of where the shift eventually lands. Is it time to think about a Telegram or Signal account? Do they even have those kind of features for businesses? And they will definitely have to evolve accordingly to what consumers eventually land on to stay relevant and to maintain those channels of communications.
Gabby, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That was Gabby Goh, Asia editor at WARC, talking to us about, social media at large, simply because our jumping off point was Prince Harry and Meghan Markle quitting social media. And we wanted to look at what that means. You know, will more prominent figures follow? What role does social media still play in this day and age in terms of establishing branding and presence? But mostly, we wanted to know, have you quit social media? Have you ever thought about it? And we've been getting some messages. But first, Sharmila, I wanted to ask you, have you thought about quitting?
No, unfortunately, I feel like I couldn't communicate or keep in touch with all of the people that are important to me if I did quit.
Yeah, I understand that. But I also have a growing sense of exhaustion and a desire to do something else with my time outside of social media. So I'm edging ever closer towards it. But let us know, have you quit social media? Have you thought about it? What has it been like for you? Call us 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.